Hi guys, so I want to give you guys an update and a part two to yesterday's episode. I hope it gets better. If you haven't listened to it, please get over and listen to it so you can understand what I'm talking about a little bit more in part two. I wanted to give you guys a part two just to let you guys give you a little update of how I'm feeling today. I'm still a little down today, still a little emotional, still not feeling my best. I still have a lot of things going through my mind. I'm still struggling a little bit. Still been crying a lot, just dealing with a lot of things. I'm still not where I want to be as far as my mental health is concerned or where it's going or anything like that. So that's been a humongous struggle for me. Like I told you guys, the past 2 years, my mental health has declined so bad. And I really did not want to get back on medications because I didn't like the meds my doctor had me on. But of course, like I told you guys in part one, I didn't want to take him at all. But she upped my dosage at our appointment the other day. And now she wants to, I guess, change everything. So she wanted me to up the dosage. At first, I didn't want to take it, but seeing like having crying every day and just not feeling well, I'm going to go ahead and take the medication the way that she's asking me to. And if that doesn't help, I'm just going to stop taking them again and I'll meet with her. And she even told me if it doesn't work to call her to get an emergency appointment. So that's what I'm going to do. But I have an appointment just here the week of my vacation, but I'm going to cancel it because I just kind of realized that I'm going to push it back till September. Because I just don't want to see her on the week of my vacation. I just need to have the rest of this month to just relax and kind of focus on other things. But I have a lot of healing to do, you guys. A lot of things I'm dealing with mental health-wise that I have to get through. I'm not healed by a lot. I've had a lot of trauma in my childhood, just dealing with numerous things like codependency, separation anxiety, all these things that I have issues with, depression, anxiety, and the numerous other things that I haven't dealt with in my healing process that I need to deal with to heal. So it's just a lot going on, like I told you guys, and a lot of things going through my mind. But I do want to say I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to my podcast, whether you like me, don't like me. Thank you all for giving me the plays you give me, for listening to me, for being here for me, for actually, you know, taking a chance on my podcast. And I do want to say this podcast was originally made just for mental health issues. Somehow I got off track and started talking about everything but that. But I want to let you guys know there will be a change, because after everything I've just been going through, I just kind of really want to focus this podcast on mental health issues only, because I feel like that's what this podcast is built for. And I want to help people with mental health issues. We're going to be talking about like all kinds of mental illnesses, like bipolar, schizophrenia, eating disorders, all kinds of issues we're going to address, personality disorder, like all kinds of stuff we're going to be talking about, depression, anxiety, just all of that. We're going to be telling our stories. I'm going to be like reading from articles. We're going to do like Q&As. It's going to be great. We're going to research and talk about these things. But I will say this, I will promise you guys, because I know I do get a lot of good plays when I do the episodes about relationships as well. Some of you really like that. So I don't want to cut that completely out. So I will try to maybe once or twice a week, we'll have like random talk or relationship talk, or we'll talk about relationships or just random talk. That way you guys are still getting some of that, but you're not getting it every day. Like 7 days in a week. So maybe like 2 days out of the week, we'll have random talk. And then the other days we will just talk about mental health only. And I do want you guys to also know this Mental Health Diary podcast will be on WordPress. I'm going to be changing the name to my blog, which is sherellesblog.media. It's now going to be Mental Health Diary, my Mental Health Diary. And on top of that, I've actually already bought the domain for my Mental Health Diary. So now I just have to put it on WordPress and then we're going to go from there. So look out for that. That should be happening really, really, really soon, you guys, within the next week or so. I have decided to take a week off from recording the podcast. I know I just haven't been on here already. And y'all probably like, didn't you just take a week off? And I probably did, but just until I start to feel a little bit better, I prefer to just kind of focus on myself right now, try to get myself feeling better. I think next week will be a little bit better because I'll be working every day. When I'm focusing on like working stuff, I probably won't be as focused on like the mental health aspect as much. So I think that'll be good for me because I'll be working with patients, you know, from from 7:45 to 4:15, and I'm going to make it a vow to each day after I'm done working to go for a drive. I'm going to make it a point to go for a drive and just get in my car. Me and my daughter are going to do something every day, and that's going to be a goal or something I'm going to start doing. Next weekend, I'm not going to be in the house. I'm going to try to get out as much as I can to do things, to clear my head, to just stay focused, so that I'm not feeling down or, you know, not feeling like depleted or anything like that. Already it is, you know, time is winding down. This is just kind of going to be a long month for me. I got to get my daughter school supplies. I got to order her school, get her school clothes. I have to, you know, get her ready for school. So that's happening. But I will be taking a vacation next week, and I'm so excited, you guys. Like, this week, I'm not on vacation, but the week of the 16th, I'm on vacation, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to just be really nice for me to just have some time to be away from work, because work has been stressing me as well. And that's all I can do, you know. I hope that in changing my medications, it'll be better, but right now, I can't take the meds because it's like one of the meds is at the pharmacy. The other one isn't because they have to do a special order and it's not there yet. So once that comes in, I probably will go sometime this week and pick up those medications. And I will start taking the medication again and hope it works. I really don't want to start taking it again. But I feel like I don't really have much of a choice. Because my mental health is just so bad right now that I'm just going to have to take a chance of taking the medications and seeing what it can do for me. Hopefully, again, I hope it works, but I don't really know. I'm very just appreciative of the people that support me. I've had some really great friends that's reached out to me. I've had a friend that literally has been talking to me every day. Even my ex has been supporting me. Like, he knows I'm struggling, so he's been reaching out to me to make sure I'm good. And again, that situation, there's no hard feelings there. I forgave him for everything he did, and I'm moving on from it, and obviously he has too. It is what it is, you know. You know, I wish him the best. He knows that. But I'm just really appreciative of the fact that, you know, he was there for me. But I also did tell a few people that I'm not going to be texting them every day about my mental health, because I don't want to bombard people every day with my mental health issues. I don't want people to feel like, oh, she's just texting me when it comes to this and stuff like that, like, because that's not even the case. So I don't want nobody feeling like that's the only time they hear from me or something. So, yes, you guys. So, yeah. And I would start taking my medication, like I said earlier, but I can't do that only because with the mood stabilizer, I only have 4 pills left. And she wants me to take them twice a day. And I can't honestly do that because if, let's say I start taking the meds today and then I take them again on Monday and then that special order does not come in, then I'm screwed because I'm not going to be able to take any medication. So I'm just going to hold off until that comes in, which I'm kind of hoping it comes in tomorrow so that I'm able to start my regimen. I'm going to be taking the medication as soon as I get up early in the morning, whereas I was taking it, like, I would take it like in the middle of the day sometimes, but now I'm going to start taking it as soon as I get up. That way it's in my system and it'll help me, you know. But we'll see what happens. But for now, I'm just having to kind of push through. And it's been really hard and it's been really stressful, you guys, to say the least. I'm struggling really bad, but that's one reason I don't want to record on here until I feel a little bit better. And everything with my website will be up by next week. I will make sure everything's transferred over for that next week. But as far as the podcast, I'm going to take a week off, like I told you guys, until I feel better. And I probably won't come back till the week of my vacation, to be honest with you. The week of my vacation, I'll be back on here with you guys. And I'll be giving you guys all the great content, and I'm gonna try to record every day. The only time I won't record will probably be on days where I'm not home. If I'm like hanging out with friends or just out and about, I won't be recording that day. Or if I'm not home, then of course I'm not recording. But anytime that I am here at home, I promise to give you guys a great recording. I may have to change my schedule because a lot of times when I try to record on here, it's hard to do, especially because my daughter's here, and sometimes, especially during the day. So I may have to start recording when she's asleep in the morning, like when I first get up. I'll have to start recording for you guys. Like, usually about, I don't start working until, well, the phone lines don't cut on until about 8:30, so I might have to start recording around 7:30-ish for you guys in the morning. So I'm able to record, because once the phone lines cut on, I no longer am able to record anything. And that's just basically because, you know, I can't record due to, you know, phone calls coming in all day long. So that's the only days I will not be able to record. Like, I probably have to do it in the mornings. But when she goes back to school, I probably will do my recordings. Once I put on the bus, I'll start recording for you guys. And once I, and then get clocked in and ready for work. So I'll, because I know when she starts school, I'll start getting up again at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when she starts school, and then I'll get dressed, get her dressed, and that's how things are going to be. Her bus will probably be here by 7:25. I'll put on the bus, and then once I put on the bus, I'm going to come back in here, and I promise I'm going to record something for you guys every day. So you'll get like my recordings and stuff like that. Or either if I don't do that, once I clock in, I'll step outside and record, just to get some air and record for you guys. But either way, I will find a way to record for you guys, I promise. And that's going to be something I'm going to start doing. So, but yes, I will try to record. The goal for me right now is just to get out the house every day, because I notice when I'm in the house, I don't feel good. So what I'm going to be doing is, like, today I was going to like I was going to get ready, get dressed first, but now I'm thinking about braiding my hair first and then getting dressed. I don't know what I want to do. But honestly, one of the two, I'm either about to hop in the shower right quick and get dressed, or I'm going to do my hair first and then get dressed. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'm going to start getting myself ready for the day, and just trying to enjoy some time to myself the best I can, you guys. I believe my mom is taking my daughter today, so it's supposed to be going shopping. So probably later on, once, you know, I probably will go out for a drive later on and clear my head and just drive down the street, just then I'll come back home, just to try to have some like me time to myself. And that's basically what I'll be doing for a little bit, just to feel a little bit better. I'm gonna go on a little nice drive, and I'm gonna come back home and try to relax a little bit. But like I said, I think next week will be a lot easier, because at least next week I will be working, so it makes it easier because I'm doing something. You know, when you're out and you're doing something, you feel better. Versus, and I think what affects me too is working at home sometimes, because there's nobody to talk to. Like in the morning, my daughter sleeps. She wakes up later on, and then she talks a little bit. But for the most part, she's in her room most of the day playing, or she's going over her letters or her numbers or playing in her playbook or stuff like that. And normally me and her go outside a lot on my 15-minute breaks, because I get a 30-minute lunch break and I get 15-minute breaks in between, and normally we go outside. But because of the, I don't know if I told you guys this, but we've had like wild animals loose in my neighborhood. Like, this is what happens when you live in the country. Like, people have seen like fox, we've seen bears, we've seen deer, we've seen coyote. I think it was my dad's cousin that said he saw a coyote. I could be wrong. If it wasn't a coyote, it was some other wild animal. But either way, we haven't been able to really walk up and down the street because of the simple fact that if we walk down the street, the coyote might get us. So basically, we haven't really been doing that, and that's just been one thing that we, like I said, we haven't been doing. So that kind of sucks, but that's what's basically been happening. Like, we haven't been walking because my mom doesn't want anybody to get hurt. So my mom loves to walk. She walks every single day, like even on her lunch break at work. So this has been hard for her because she hasn't been able to walk the neighborhood because of the wild animals, and we don't want my daughter to get hurt. So we haven't been taking walks or anything. So that's been the sucky part. So I'm just gonna try to go for drives and stuff and just keep myself busy. But I'm gonna go on drives after work every day. I might go today depending on how I feel. But for the most part, I do kind of want to get out the house today. So I'm gonna try to braid my hair really quickly, and then once I finish, I'm gonna take a shower and then I'm gonna go. I don't even care if it's 6-7 o'clock at night. I'm going for a drive tonight, y'all. I don't care how late it gets. I don't care if it's 8 o'clock at night. I'm going for a drive tonight because I just want to get out the house. I don't want to sit here all day. And my daughter can go with me, or she doesn't have to, but I'm gonna get out this house today regardless. But yeah, but I do, like I said, appreciate all of you for listening to me. I appreciate everyone for just being so kind and sweet to me. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. No matter how late it gets, I'm going for a short drive today, you guys, regardless. So that's what I'll be doing today. And I'm going to be going for a drive every day after work this week, just to clear my head. I'm just going to be getting in the car, going for a drive. Because one thing is, guys, I don't leave my house enough, which because I don't leave my house as much as I should be leaving my house, I barely have to get gas. So that's a good thing, but at the same time, I just want to get out to clear my head every day. So I'm going to go for a drive every day, and just try to clear my head. I'm going to try to find stuff to do, and just try to be on the go, you know, the rest of the week. And then next weekend, I'm going to try to not be in the house either. I'm going to find stuff to do next weekend. Like Saturday, Friday, I'm going to go for a drive once I get off work. And then Saturday and Sunday, I don't know what I'm going to do Saturday and Sunday, to be completely honest with you guys. I got to find something to do next weekend, though. Probably Saturday, I might go out to the mall or just find something to do. And then Sunday, it's going to be the same thing. Next Sunday, I'm going to try to go for a drive as well. And then Monday comes, and that's the day before my vacation starts. And then Monday, I'll go for a drive. And then Tuesday, I'll be here, and everything hopefully will be a little bit better. But I don't know. I mean, one thing about Tuesday I'm excited for is that my friend will finally be back from his vacation. So I'll get to see him, which is going to be really cool. But outside of that, y'all, so I definitely will just be, you know, more focused on some other things, you guys. And I just want to enjoy the rest of my summer, you know, just having fun and stuff. So we'll see what happens, y'all. That's really the goal for me, is just to enjoy the rest of my summer, you guys. And that's it. So, you know, that's all I really care about right now, is just focusing on, like, my happiness and focusing on myself and getting out more and kind of doing more. And that's really what I want to focus on, you guys. Like, I want to focus on my healing process and just feeling better than what I have been feeling. Trying not to cry, you guys, but again, I appreciate so much when there are good people who genuinely support me and genuinely who listen to me, and people who genuinely, like, are in my personal life and they actually, you know, want to help me and understand what I'm going through. It's been really amazing. And I'm grateful. I really am. Because some days are just not as easy as others, but I'm appreciative of everything, you know. I love life. I'm happy, you know. Like, I just had one of my friends text me, like, you know, they can't wait to see my new blog site and how I'm gonna revamp it. They're like, oh my god, I can't wait to see your work. They're like, they said, let me know so I can support you. And I love friends that support each other, you know. It feels really good to have someone support me, you know, and support what I'm trying to do, because there's days where I feel like what I'm doing is not good enough, you know. So it's nice. It's nice to have people around you who genuinely support you. It's just nice to, in general, feel good about these type of things, you know. So I appreciate, like, any kind of love that I get from people, or any kind of, you know, support I get, you know. It's amazing. I'm very appreciative of a lot of things, you guys. No matter what I go through, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter what life looks like, I'm just really appreciative of what I have and what I have going for me, you know. No day is better than the next. Sometimes it's bad, but nonetheless, I appreciate everything, you guys. I do. And I just keep going back to why I started this, because I know that there's so many people out there with mental health issues, and they don't have an outlet. They have nobody to talk to. They feel alone. And that's why a lot of people they kill themselves, because they don't have anyone they can relate to, anyone they can talk to. They feel like it's never going to get better. And I have days where I feel like that too. Like, I feel like, is it ever going to get better? Will I ever feel better? And the reality is, it does get better. You just got to hang in there. But check on your friends. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're doing okay. You know, check in with them. Talk to them. Just make sure that they're in a good space. Because a lot of times your friends might be texting you or calling you, and they may not tell you they're struggling, but they are struggling. And you need to try to be there for them, uplift them. Because a lot of times, like I said this before, and I'll continue to say it, a lot of times when people are planning on committing suicide or feeling like they just want to give up, they're speaking to you in code, and they want you to go decipher that code. A lot of times people are going to outright come out to somebody and say, I'm going to kill myself, but they're feeling it in their head, and they might be talking to you in a conversation, they might be talking to you in a code to let you know, like, hey, I'm feeling this way. So, you know, and I feel like the suicide numbers, to me, especially with COVID, have went up more, because people are just not happy. They're struggling. And my depression and anxiety started way before COVID, of course. It's been going on for years. But for the people that started in COVID, that's got to be hard, you know. Like, I saw a couple on Dr. Phil where their son had killed himself during COVID. COVID started. He was seeing his friends less, couldn't do certain things. The next thing you know, he killed himself. So check on people. Make sure that they're good, because sometimes life is just hard as hell for people. People are struggling. People are going through things. People have no one they can talk to, and they need that outlet. They really do. Because some days I feel like, who am I going to talk to? I have nobody to talk to. I feel broken down. I feel sad. I've been just going through things. I don't have nobody I can really talk to. And like I told you guys, for months, I was not even leaving my house. My house was just my everything. Like, I just started leaving my house like a few weeks ago, and I've been enjoying it, because it's been fun to just leave the house and then come back home, you know. That's been fun for me to do. But not everybody has that luxury where they can, especially if you have kids. Some people, they don't have nobody to watch their kids, so they can't leave, they can't get a break, they can't do certain things, and that breaks my heart. I saw a lady on TikTok crying because she said she loves her kids, but she just needs a break sometimes, and she has nobody she can get a break that can watch her kids, and some people don't. So I'm blessed to have my parents and my aunt and the people who do watch my daughter be around me, that are helping me, because I could be one of those people that don't have no support. Like, anytime I want to do something, my parents will say, yes, we'll watch her for you. And I can go. And I'm glad I have that. Because not everybody has that luxury to say, hey, watch my daughter, watch my son, so I can go do something fun. So that's been the luxury for me, you know, to have that. And to be able to get out the house because I have that support from my parents and my family, you know. And yeah, I don't go out as often, that often, to be honest with you. But yeah, definitely, hopefully I will start getting out a little bit more. Like, when my friend comes back home, me and him probably will do something. And I just want to reverse this back, because I think a lot of times the way I'm talking, y'all might think I don't have, like, any friends or whatever. So let me reiterate that. My guy friend is not the only person that I hang with. Clearly, I do have friends, you guys. I do. But let me just say this to you guys. when you become an adult and you get older and your friends get married and they have kids and everybody has their own families and work schedules, you do not see your friends that often. Y'all might text and talk every now and then. Y'all might be on Facebook every now and then. Y'all might see each other on Instagram. But when you see each other out, it's all love, even if you haven't talked to them in 2 months, because the reality is adulting, it happens. You lose connection with friends sometimes. You don't see them often. You don't talk often, but it's still nothing but love when you do see them out. And that's how me and my friends are. We used to hang out together all the time when we were teens and in our early 20s. We've been hanging out constantly. But as you get older, all my friends, most of them are married now. They have kids, they have families, they have boyfriends. We're all in different spaces. We have different work schedules. We do different careers. And so because of that, of course, naturally, we are not able to see each other on a daily basis. Do I miss my friends? Of course. Do I wish I saw them more? Of course. But like I told you guys too, I always had girlfriends and guy friends. I never just had one set of friends. Like, I've always have been friends with guys and girls. And I do have guy friends that I hang out with every now and then too. I have exactly two of them that I talk to on a daily basis pretty much that I'm super close with. One, I used to talk to him like every day, but lately we have been talking a little bit less because of the fact that he's focusing and working on his business. Another one I was talking to every day at one point, but he's like in school again. He just got a new job and he has a lot going on. And so me and him talk probably like once or twice a month. We try to talk. We'll text each other or we'll call each other, but we'll try to just have some conversations with each other. So he's a really cool person, y'all. Really, really cool. So I have some guy friends and stuff that I keep in contact with that I talk to every now and then. So I have a mixture of both, you guys. But like I said, we're all going through something, so it's just rough, you guys. So that's basically kind of everything that's kind of been going on with me, y'all, honestly. You know, life has just been happening and things have been going on around me. And, you know, yeah, so I have been lately hanging with my guy friend more, and that's only because me and him go on dates and all that stuff. Yes, we do like each other, so I think I told y'all this before, that I friend zoned him for the longest time, would not even let him date me, and he pretty much respected it, but he didn't like it, of course, because he liked me, but what could he do? So I friend zoned him for like a good long time. I've known him for like about to be almost 2 years now. I was one of the first people he met when he got stationed down here. He's in the military, and we've been friends ever since. And yeah, now we are on different space in our relationship where we do go on dates, we hang out every weekend, and it's been fun. So yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna see what happens and what things will come between that. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not one to try to pressure anybody or to try to make, you know, people think something that's not happening. So yeah, it's a lot going on, y'all, but I'm gonna push through and we just gotta get through it, you know? So basically, yeah, so I just been like, yeah, and pretty much I'm just trying to stay positive, you guys. So basically, you know, I just kind of been, you know, just trying to figure things out, you guys. So once I start to feel better, you guys, you definitely will get more content from me, and that'll probably be in a week or so. But I just have to figure some things out right now. I have to change my appointment and all these things for my doctor's appointments, because the month of August, I don't want to see no doctors. I just want to focus on my healing process and getting better and just having fun getting out the house more and doing some stuff. But yeah, again, like I told you guys, I'm so appreciative of everybody and everything that's going on. I think I'm about to just braid my hair, and then after I braid my hair, I'm going to, you know, get myself dressed, and I'm going to go for a drive and just try to do things. So if you are dealing with mental health issues, one thing I want to say to you guys is please, please, please focus on yourself. Get out the house. That's the biggest thing, because sitting in the house, we think it's good for us. Like yesterday when I got home, I thought it was a good thing for me to be in the house. It was totally not, because as I kept sitting in here, I was getting more and more depressed and sad, because when you're sitting in a room, nothing but you in the four walls and you're closed in, you're getting sicker because you're not letting yourself out. So even if you don't want to go out, force yourself to go do something so that you can breathe and be around people. Because once you get around people, you will start to feel like 100% better. And those are things I have to tell myself. Like when I went to Walmart, when I first got in there, I literally wanted to bawl my eyes out yesterday. I went to go get groceries. I didn't want to be in there. I kept like trying to like walk other ways in the store because I did not want to be there at all. I was like, man, get me out of here. Get me out of here. I don't want to be here. But I noticed that once I got in the store, I felt 100% better after I started walking around. But you guys have to just learn to get out the house, go do stuff, walk around, do things to take your mind off of your mental illness. Because if you don't, your mental illness will continue to get worse and worse and worse because you are not taking care of yourself at all. So remember that, you guys. Take care of your mental illness. Take care of yourself so that you feel good. Another thing I'm going to be doing, too, to kind of help me is try to stay busy. I'm going to be cleaning my bookshelf off in my room. My bookshelf looks horrible. Nothing but a bunch of books thrown on there. So each day this week, I'm going to make it a point to do. I have like 1, 2, 3. I have 4 or 5 sections to my bookshelf. So each day this week, I'm going to work on a section. Like tomorrow when I get off work, I'm going to go for a drive, come back home. And I'm going to work on the, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to work on the each section. Like tomorrow I'll work on the bottom section. The next day I'll work on the other section. So each day I'm going to be going through that and throwing out things in my room. And once I fix my bookshelf, then I will work on the corner in my room. And then I have the section behind my bed. I'm going to be throwing stuff out there too. So I'm going to clean my whole room up and just try to focus on like doing things to take my mind off of being like depressed and sad. So yes. And that's just some things I'm going to be doing throughout this whole process, you guys. Like just trying to work on some stuff, get some stuff done. You know, it's going to be a lot, but I'm going to always get it done, you guys. And those are the things I want to do to try to keep myself busy this week. And just to try to keep going and keep myself motivated and all that good stuff. So I'm definitely going to try to stay as focused as I can and try to get stuff done, you know, try to get some stuff done, try to so that's really the goal for this week, is to just try to stay focused on some stuff and try to stay positive and all that good stuff, you guys. That's really the goal for me this week, is to try to stay as positive as I can. And then, like I said, I'll be on vacation the week of the 16th, which I'm so looking forward to. I can't wait to just enjoy my vacation. And then, you know, my mom will be on vacation at the end of this month, which will be great too. And then, like, yeah, so it's just, I'm just gonna try to enjoy some time to myself, try to get out more, try to do stuff, and just try to enjoy, like, the weather and the great days and all that stuff. So it should be fun, you guys. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I don't know, you guys, but yeah, that's just basically what I'm gonna focus on doing, and what I'm gonna be just doing for a while, and just trying to stay positive and trying to keep myself busy and just doing things to make me happy. So that's all I can say about that, you guys. But anyway, this is like getting longer than expected, but again, thank you guys for all the support. I'm gonna get through this, I'm gonna get better, and I promise you I probably will be back talking to you guys the week of my vacation. And when that comes, I definitely promise to give you guys like the best content ever, and I promise to just be very present with you guys and here for you guys and all that good stuff. So thank you for like all the support again, you guys, and I am just happy to I guess I'm just happy to be here. No, I'm grateful and happy to be here. Yeah, so anyway, thanks again. And yes, when I come back, I promise the episodes will be every day. We'll be talking about everything and I'll figure it out. But I'm actually about to start on my hair, and then I'm going to get ready to take a shower. And I got a lot to do, you guys. I still got to take my shower. I'm still in my gown, so I got to take a shower. I got a lot to do. So bear with me, you guys. But anyway, peace and love, you guys. I promise I'll be back soon. And if you guys do want to check out my website, the website name is now sherellesblog.media. I will be changing it to be more geared towards the podcast, so it'll be mymentalhealthdiary.com. So remember, guys, every time that I post something on this podcast, it is now going to be on my WordPress account as well. So you'll see it on my WordPress account, and you'll see it on here, and it's going to kind of be merging together. So you're going to see both of those things happening, which I'm so excited about. On top of both of those things happening, you also are going to be seeing me revamping that whole site, and anything I talk about on here for now on will also be posted in the blog post on my website. So if we discuss depression, I'm going to make a whole paragraph about depression. If we discuss a relationship flaw, then I'm going to make a whole post about it. So look out for those posts, look out for everything that's about to happen. We're revamping this, we're going into it. And what makes me feel good about this too is that I think on WordPress they are letting you record videos now too. I think that's something they've been doing. So I'll try to do like video recordings for you guys as well, where I kind of pop up on the website and I talk to you guys and stuff like that. So you're going to see a lot of different stuff. I got to revamp the page again because I'm getting ready to change the name. So I'll be getting on my laptop and I'm going to revamp everything this week. And then I'll be back on here recording for you guys officially. Probably, I don't want you guys to hold me to it because I am going to be on vacation the week of the 16th. And I kind of want to focus on my vacation. But at the same time, I will try to record at least something that week for you guys. But really look out for the ones that'll be every day. Will probably be the week after, to be honest with you. The week after, that's when I really start recording every day, every day, every day. But the week of my vacation, I don't necessarily know if I'm going to record every day. I might and I might not. If I do, it'll be early in the morning. So anyway, guys, peace and love.